Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
New research suggests that giving compliments is beneficial for both the recipient and the giver of the compliment. So, why is it that we tend to be stingy when we're praising those around us? Well, I'm joined now by clinical psychologist and neurologist Ian Robertson for more on this. Ian, thank you for joining us.
Hello, Sarah.
So why are we hesitant, or are we hesitant? I think we are, really.
We are hesitant. It's partly because we're very busy and we tend to take people for granted. If things are going well, we tend to file that away and say, okay, I don't have to worry about that, particularly if you're a boss or something or a parent. And it's only we have a kind of negative bias that our brains tend to jump onto problems and gnaw at problems. And so we tend to focus more on negative things when things are going wrong. Which is a shame, because it means that children, for instance, or employees are often starved of compliments, which actually have huge effects on their motivation and emotions, and indeed, as you said, on the people giving them as well.
So it is proven then, is it, that it's beneficial for both the person giving the compliment and the person receiving it?
Yeah, there's been fantastic research about the altruism, for instance. I mean, even small acts of altruism, of just doing something for someone else, actually produces very beneficial chemical effects in the brain of the people the person's being altruistic. But the person getting it has this little burst of activity in the brain's reward network when a compliment is paid or praise given. And that has, that's like a mini antidepressant and a mini anti-anxiety drug, and it really builds morale and helps, protect people against burnout. So, and it seems to be from the research that what holds people back from doing this is not just busyness and the negative bias I talked about already, but also a false belief that they will seem cheesy or phony or look a bit silly or be rejected for giving the compliment. And the research has found that people who were holding back from giving compliments, greatly exaggerated these potential negatives and greatly underestimated the hugely positive effects that, paying a compliment has on people.
Okay, so it's good all round.
It is good all
round. For the giver and the taker.
Yeah.
And yet, the way it would go here, for example, if someone complimented me on my dress, my temptation would be to say, it's only pennies, or usher this old thing, or to play down the compliment immediately, to try and reject it in some way. Why do we do that?
Well, it's because there is, particularly, I guess, in Scottish and Irish and Scottish cultures, there's a kind of, there's the tall poppy syndrome. We don't want to be seen to be pushing ourselves above other people. So there's this habit of preemptive self-criticism to try and stave off other people criticizing you, because other people's negative evaluations of us is the greatest source of stress. And the trouble is with that kind of putting ourselves down a little bit, I'm talking rubbish, you probably don't want to listen to what I'm saying. That kind of stuff actually it reduces our anxiety temporarily in the short term, but in the long term, it sabotages our confidence in ourselves.
So if we were giving more compliments, it would take a couple of different scenarios. Say in work, if managers gave more compliments, I suppose, firstly, in what instances? Like, does it have to be sort of a formal setting where you call somebody in and say, well done on, the last month of X, Y, and Z, these are things you did well? Or would it be more looking out for the opportunity?
I thought you really spoke well in that meeting. My goodness, that was a really well-drafted email. That was, you really did a great job on that door. it's best done rather than formal. I mean, the formal thing is fine, and that tends to be done in annual appraisals and things. But it's much better to kind of try and do it on the hoof, on the fly. You see, because compliments will work better the more immediately following the behavior in question they happen. If you wait a month or a year before saying it, won't have nearly the same effect. So you want to kind of strike while the iron is hot and give the compliment.
And yet, you know, I suspect a lot of people go immediately back to that sense of how will it be received? Will I be seen as, you know, a bit false or a bit over the top or a bit fake? You know, yeah. if I'm just sort of doling out compliments to everybody all around me.
Yeah, you don't want to devalue the currency too much by being seen, you know, being indiscriminate in your, you know, you know. So you want to make, that has to be clearly obvious to the person you're complimenting that actually, you know, the dress is nice and not a mess.
Okay.
So there has to be some authenticity to it because, you know, if it's seen as being fake or not authentic or cheesy or manipulative, then of course it won't work. But, you know, most of the time, we compliment too little. I don't know who it was said, but some famous person I've been trying to find out said his greatest regret in life was, I wish I had praised more. And that stuck in my head 30, 40 years ago, and I've always tried to do it, even, you know, just with people I don't know, just to say, God, that's, you really did a great job there. Even someone passing, you know, in the street or, you know, in the cleaner in an office or something like that. It, you can underestimate the really positive benefits it has.
Okay, well, we will all keep it in mind. Ian Robertson, clinical psychologist and neurologist, you're great. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.